fucking audio boot. That's what it is. So we haven't recorded a podcast. Look, check us out. So I figured we'll get that old audio boo account that I made for us a long time ago. And when we want to rant, we can rant. And the whole point of the rant is right now is Geek Chic. So the whole thing came up with Rachel, someone I follow, who put up a video. She has a little Stormtrooper keychain on her purse, and someone said, oh, do you like Star Wars? Did you go to Comic-Con? And that fucking infuriates me. Like, it gets me really mad. She was like, oh, I thought that was weird. Well, there's a bunch of shit wrong with it, right?
Yeah.
It's not, okay, so first off, the fact of the matter being that
someone would jump to conclusions.
Right.
And say, oh, you have a Stormtrooper little keychain on your bag. You must be a geek or like geeks or be of the geek culture. Geeks go to Comic-Con, therefore, and then she said, did you go to Comic-Con?
Right. Which is...
just doesn't go.
Fucking retarded. And it sucks. It sucks. But it even sucks more that Comic-Con isn't a fucking comic book convention anymore, because that's what makes people like that girl say, Star Wars, you must go to Comic-Con. Like, what the fuck? Like, why didn't you say, oh, did you go to Star Wars Anniversary this year? Like, no, that wasn't the thought. Like, there's like, again, there's so many fucking things wrong with that comment. That SDCC is all fucked up now. That someone can't wear a fucking Stormtrooper keychain. Because, you know, she said, oh, you know, did you go to SDCC? Because she thought she was a geek. That's what it was, bottom line, plain and simple. Apparently you can't like a fucking movie without falling into the category now, you know?
Any sci-fi movie.
Right. Even though that's... you don't have to be a geek to like Star Wars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Everybody likes Star Wars.
Everybody likes Star Wars.
And that's why she was able to recognize the Stormtrooper.
Right. Was she a fucking geek too? Like,
and then think, like, oh, where do geeks go? Like, she's probably like, quick. Where do they go? Oh, shit, Comic-Con. I was like, well, please, come on. Give us more credit.
And it's just, it sucks now that, like you said, fashion. Fashion's all fucked up now, too. Because, you know, if I wear a fucking shirt with R2-D2, you know, I'm in that. I mean, and
You're cool, like, it's
a cool thing, right.
It's a cool thing now.
Right, me and you would wear that because...
we like the movies.
Because we like the movies. Because, honestly, in all reality, we are geeks. But someone who isn't into fucking doing the shit that we do will go buy an R2-D2 shirt to be cool.
Yes.
And that's fucking lame. Like, super lame. Yeah.
Geeks have forever been the outcasts of the group, and now that it's become acceptable, it's weird. Like, it's... we can't process it. We're just like,
right.
get out of our fucking comfort zone, out of our culture.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird for people to wear the shit that you like when they were making fun of you for it in middle school, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It just bugs me. It bugs me. And I'm like fucking sitting here. You got a fucking Darth Vader thing on your computer. You got a fucking Optimus Prime. Like, you know, like, you didn't buy that shit because it was trendy. Like, you bought that shit because you're into that shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's fucking stupid. Anyways, it just pissed me off. And it wasn't just that she assumed, it's just a lot of things. That San Diego Comic-Con's not what it used to be, you know, it's not about comics anymore, it really isn't. The fact that people, when they think about San Diego Comic-Con, they think about Star Wars, they think about fucking Twilight, like, that's bullshit. And it's infuriating. So, yeah, any final thoughts in the last 30 seconds?
Oh, man, get out of our culture.
Yeah. Fuck all that noise. We probably won't do these rants. It's just... or often, because I just needed some time to put this rant. So, this is AT and Crowns from PP Podcast. We'll see you when we next get pissed off.
Later.